Now
you're a steampunk fool. That I like. What's the little thing hanging on the side there?
which little thing? Oh, these are these
Yeah.
magnifiers.
Do they
Magnifier.
work?
Yes, I can't see you at all when I do this. It gets huge. You're a big blue spot.
Which is odd since I'm wearing red.
Well, yeah, but my lenses are blue. Let's
Got
try
it.
the other one. Oh, you're a big darker spot on that one.
There you go. Okay,
So,
where the f did you find those?
Amazon.
Course you did. Now I want a pair. Damn it.
I can get some for you. They're not expensive. The biggest problem is
They
when
look
you.
like something weirdly Mad Max, you know what I mean?
And I was going to wear them for my Halloween costume when we did the 201 in Anoka, the Halloween capital of the world, and
Which they tell me.
I forgot to take it. So Bybee just drew a big red nose and cheek things on me in it with her lipstick.
There you go. See, your friends are four, they take care of you.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
I feel so crappy that anything to feel just a little adventure.
Really? Still not feeling right?
Oh, tired, out of sorts,
Copy that, sports fans.
slow in the brain pan, the whole thing.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I know. You did this to me, you bastard.
Yeah, I did probably. That's the
You all
worst
set?
part. No,
Oh.
I just got here. Odd. All right.
You all set?
Sure.
Let's
What the
slip
hell? It's
into
not going to get any better. Oh, yeah. What?
I did the things with the
You
deal
did. Yeah, but they're crooked, seeing it looks weird that way.
well,
You have
there's
to get them
nothing I can do
straight.
for you because
Yeah.
looking
There you
in the
go.
camera and doing it feel makes it weird.
No, it's got to be a little more.
I know, but I can't
Your
figure out
right
which
side's a little high. Your right
this
lens is a
side.
little
No,
high.
this
No,
side.
that's your other right. That a
Now
boy.
look what happened.
We'll now move the left one up just a hair.
Is that this one?
Yeah.
It's not
Right.
going to
Nope.
stay.
Nope. Right there.
Okay.
Close enough.
Are
Looks like
we
your
good?
head's tilted. Okay.
Do I kind of look like
You look like the court jester in Mad Max.
I was
I
hoping
have
I
to tell
looked
you, there was no court jester in Mad Max.
I was kind of hoping I'd look more like the Rat Patrol.
No. No. Sorry.
Shoot.
Did you ever watch Mortal Engines?
I'm into it a little bit, but I
Movie
haven't
with
finished
Peter
it.
Jackson
Yeah.
did right after he had the big thing with the hobbits and the elves and what do you do? Like 17 of those films out of a handful of
Probably.
books. Wow.
Yep.
Milk, 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 milk.
Yep.
So then one of his movies after that was Mortal Engines.
Yep.
And I could see you with that.
I'm about a third of the way into it. I'm trying to work my way.
I actually was kind of entertained. It was okay.
Now, I got to get a little further in, but I keep getting distracted by something else. So, and it's a number of something
Tell your
else's.
wife to keep it in her pants for a while, would you?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Right about now, what does Anne watch these?
Not really very often.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
But every now and again, she'll check in just to make sure I'm telling her
Well, good.
the
Let's make sure she checks a different one.
Okay. Okay.
Mailbag?
Yeah, a couple of things
Oh,
we got to
thank
do.
God.
Something came in from Ronnie Tucker that we haven't gotten to yet, and
Yeah.
it's a cute piece.
Yeah.
South Korea launches high-speed train to increase birth rate. There's a headline.
No, it's not. What the hell, Omar?
Well,
How
people are.
does how oh would hey with
Well,
the train and the
they the next picture is a train going into a tunnel. Doesn't take Fellini to figure that one out. Now,
Don't listen. He's a bad man. Heavens.
it's driving me nuts.
Okay, then put the left side up just a little higher too.
Is this the left side?
Yeah. Nope, that's okay, perfect. That's
Oh, okay.
spectacular.
So spectacular. The well, we were talking about Ronnie Tucker's thing. Okay, here's the deal.
We're hoping to talk about the Ronnie Tucker thing.
People aren't getting married.
Yeah.
And when they aren't having children. Their birth rate has fallen. They are losing people faster than they're replacing them. So they've tried all kinds of incentives. And now they're trying to give people more leisure time by getting them home from work sooner, coming out of Seoul into the other districts. So instead of having to go an hour and a half or 2 hours on the bus, they can go 18 minutes on the train.
Seoul.
Yep. South Korea.
Yeah. They're having the same trouble.
Yeah. And here's one thing you got to think about. It's not unusual for people to work 80 and 90 hours a week. It's not the commute, guys. You are killing.
Wow.
You're killing your people. Even Japan has started saying, no, we don't want this. This is bad.
So I take it, I always whine about, I'll worry a whole lot about the U.S. air pollution output when you people start worrying a whole lot about Russia and China, because they won't touch those treaties either.
Yeah.
But we're the great Satan.
Yeah, man, you know.
Go figure.
All the fun starts at home.
They did, however, buy into the planet's overpopulated. We're going to die if we don't stop populating.
No, we're going to hit peak pretty soon.
Good on you.
Yeah. It's happening in other countries, too. Everyone's struggling a little bit trying to figure this out. But,
yeah,
you know, this is
a modernity problem. We could put most of our country into just half of our states and be fine. So there's land there.
Oh, yeah. There absolutely is.
Morons. But we can't feed them. Okay, once again.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
And the fact that starvation rates are at an all-time low in history.
Did you ever notice? How do I put this politely so I don't sound political? The progressives have this problem.
What?
Well, everything.
Yeah.
They latch on to a few key things. Okay.
Yep.
First, there was abortion, which started with the romper room lady. Remember her? That's what started the whole abortion feed that 12 years later ended up with everyone should murder babies.
Not that you have an opinion on it.
No, I don't have any opinion on it. Oh, look, she's expecting a fetus.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're going to have to fix that Anyway, where was I? Oh, and then when we were growing up, it was the next great ice age. Time magazine. Yes. I remember Time magazine with pictures of a woolly frickin' mammoth on the cover.
Yep. Well,
then came the overpopulation craze.
Oh, yes.
And they just kind of cycle through these.
And Silent Spring, and we're always on the verge of disaster. And these are the great nincompoops of negativity that Spiro Agnew warned us about.
And then you just keep cycling through.
Yep. Negative nabobs of negativism.
We're going to kill ourselves with pollution and the climate. We're going to kill ourselves with too many people.
Yep.
We're going to kill ourselves with... What was it? The ozone? Was that was one?
Oh, yeah. And
oh, we must be a hardy lot to survive all that death. That makes about 40, 50 extinction level events.
In our lifetime alone, I've survived a lot.
And we're still here.
Yeah. It's stunning. We only have 2 years to save the planet was the last guy I just yesterday.
Yeah. Remember when we had only a couple of years to save the planet in the 80s?
Yes. Only 10 years. We had 10 years to save the planet. And guess what? We blew through that marker.
What was Gore? Fast. Gore had a couple of...
He had 10 years. He had 12 years.
Yeah.
He just keeps moving the goalposts.
You have to, because...
What they're saying is not happening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Preceding political comment was made by two people who have actual functioning brain cells, three of them between us. That's all it takes.
So here's
our one liberal listener is now pissed.
Oh, I don't care. They can be angry with us or they can pop back at us. That'd be great.
Either way.
Yeah, take a swing. I ran across these two ladies who are having a chat, and one says, online. I didn't run over anybody.
Dolores, as they're laying there on the street.
Find a use for me?
Tire treads.
The they're talking and they're dressed really nicely. I would almost call them church ladies, right? The way they're dressed. They're
real church ladies, not the Dana Carvey thing.
Yeah, they're very keen.
I know, Google it.
And the one says, I saw this tweet. You won't believe it. Really? Okay. People, when you're sitting in the comfort of your own home watching porn, apparently on a sound bar from what info I can get, you may not realize that you're broadcasting it through my Samsung Smart Hub refrigerator. Please disconnect from my device. Isn't that just fantastic? Mommy, why is the cheese making that noise?
What was the old joke? Dear, we've got to be careful. All these smart appliances will take over. They're listening to us and they know everything that goes on. Oh, don't be so foolish. And I started to laugh and she giggled and the toaster laughed a little.
Yeah. I think that's absolutely hysterical. Dudes, what you do in your own home is none of my business.
But I'd like it not to be in my home.
Exactly.
If you could arrange that.
Please. And the other one.
Because the cottage cheese is looking pretty frisky at this point. And the celery's not having it, so.
I ran across this story this morning. And I thought, it's a dumb one. Top predators spanning across America. How's that for a stupid headline? Top predators
How
spanning.
How stupid did the story go?
Across America. Spanning across
America. As opposed to spanning right in the middle of.
Or spanning up America.
Ooh. And we're back to the refrigerator.
So, I thought, I'm not going to look at that. It's a waste of my time. We know what they're going to say. You're going to get deer in places like here in Wisconsin and mostly hitting them. You're going to get moose out of Alaska. You're going to get stinging and flying bugs.
Wait a minute. Predators, you said?
Yeah. Yeah. The things that kill people the most in each state.
Okay. Mexican gangs?
No. The animals.
Oh, sorry.
Mexican gangs. The
Italian mob.
Yeah. And I thought, I'll just breeze.
The Irish mob only kills grain.
I will.
But they ferment it first. So
yeah, there is that. So I started looking and you start noticing some.
There's grain in beer, Bozo.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. The old days, Guinness would be dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I'll put butter in there.
Hey.
Can I toast it? I wouldn't suggest it. No.
Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, it's cows.
Predators.
Well, the animals that kill people the most. And raising cows is not a safe activity. In fact,
I wouldn't go so far as to say it's not safe, but it's not
the safest.
Hazard-free.
Right. And cows kill more people than any other animals in Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
That explains a lot.
In Idaho, Kentucky, Montana, and Wyoming.
That's why Nebraska's so flat. Those damn cows rampaged all the hills into dust.
But Idaho, Kentucky, Montana, Wyoming, it's bears of various varieties.
Okay, I can live with that.
Makes a lot of sense. South Dakota, North Dakota, bison.
Are you talking the animal or the football teams? Because they're pretty nasty.
They mentioned large mammal, so it has to be the
football team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's the animals.
If my daughter-in-law sees this, I'm in for it.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Just guess what animal most dangerous in New Jersey.
In New Jersey?
Yeah.
The Sopranos?
Coyotes.
Same thing. Coyotes?
Coyotes. That's what I did. And they went, yeah, it's actually true.
A lot of coyotes in Newark?
And then I ran across this, which led me to,
which is the only city in New Jersey I actually could think of.
Well, there's Kearney's Point. Near where my folks grew up.
The rest of my case.
Okay. In Oklahoma. Wild guess.
Tumbleweeds.
Make a wild guess. Well, I've actually mentioned.
Really?
Yeah.
Corn.
Deer. But number two on the list is tigers.
In Oklahoma.
Although not native to the U.S., the zoo escape artist seems to have a knack for breaking free in Oklahoma, making them a close contender for the top spot.
So not a lot going on in Oklahoma.
No, but when it goes on, it could eat you.
So the Stallone thing is just a...
just a cover.
Okay.
How is that weird or what?
Tigers.
Tigers. Tigers, coyotes, and bears. Oh, my.
No. What was it? Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my. Yes.
Yeah, that's coyotes it. Are not that.
Bison.
I only worry about things that will kill me.
Oh, okay.
Bison would be up there. And those big, large brown bears that are kind of grizzly.
The Wyoming ones.
Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. anywhere else around the Colorado Rockies, I'm guessing. I'm not going up that high to find them, by the way.
On to the comments.
Thank God.
So,
this was just the precursor?
This is all the foreplay.
Oh, it's been such a long time. Boston, Google it.
You know, you do look rather fetching today.
Get away from me.
Would you fetch me a beer?
Yes.
We got from Bershnerler. You remember we got Bershnerler as a new subscriber?
Yes.
And we didn't know how to pronunciate it.
And we still apparently don't.
Apropos, this is True Really News, Mailbag, episode 125. Brush and roller. Thank you.
Oh, got it. You're a painter.
I can't. See, now that's the thing. I suppose that's probably true. I'm
supposing next mailbag, he'll tell us.
I looked him up. Yeah, that would be really nice because a painter, I didn't come to painter, but I thought some sort of either artwork or fine dining.
Maybe he's an artist, a yoga artist who paints well
Oh, I've got a yoga artist coming up.
I'm going with painter.
In a couple of Tuesdays, you're going to like.
Painter for 40, Art.
Apropos, this is True Really News, episode 851 from Old Fat Man. Dogs ain't the only critters smarter than us.
No,
those critters are. They wisely choose to hide it from us. Cats, for example, can and do kill us when we screw up, or they just decide they've had enough stupidity for 9 lives. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yep, you did.
Can only take so much.
Apropos, this is True Really News, episode 852 from Jessa Lynn.
Jess. Oh.
Longer videos now. Nice. Smiley face. Meteorite really? Story. Yeah. Meteorite story. Intuitively. LOL. How ridiculous that judge is. Regarding the RFK.
No, what's ridiculous is he's not alone.
Right? Regarding the RFK and Hitler story, that is crazy. Right? It absolutely is.
Actually, Crazy called up and asked if we wouldn't say that about that story
because
that degrading.
We need a modifier.
That's
really crazy.
When you're going to say amazingly crazy.
And apropos, this is True Really News, episode 852 from Edwin Martin. Mr. Martin. Now, hang on. Okay.
Martin, in the professional business, he would have read this before.
Well, I read
probably
him a little
with those
bit.
Weird goggly things he's got on his gestures.
I'm under the weather, and you're picking on me.
Uh-huh.
That's some sort of racism. Now.
No, it's illism.
Sickism. Nope, that's too close to a religious problem.
Let's go with illism.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mr. Martin says The Colorado Kid by Stephen King. It came out of the sky by CCR. AI generated story from 2006. Ooh, gonna have to check into those because we were looking at that AI generated crap.
Yeah.
Talking about it. Gotta look into that. That's interesting. From 2006. Because remember when I tried to get AI to write a funny story about cars?
Yes.
And it was the dumbest thing we'd ever seen.
And we've seen dumb. We've done dumb.
We've perpetrated the dumb.
We am dumb.
Yeah.
Da-dum dumb.
Off to the rest of the week.
Da-dum-dum-dum.